Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another weekend edition of our program here, Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. Of course, as you know, we talked last week about the Vigo County Schools and their referendum that's on the ballot. That's if you've not already voted early yet in Vigo County, the election is coming up on November 5th. There will be another question on the ballot, too, another referendum, and whether or not we should allow, if the county residents want, a casino to locate in Vigo County. So to kind of give a little bit of air to that issue and find out a little bit more information about it, Brian Koistra, who's the co-chair of Advance West Central Indiana, joins us today. Brian, how you doing?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell us, the Advance West Central Indiana, tell us the overall goal of this political action committee that you are co-chair of.
Sure. Well, the PAC, it was formed by myself, John Collette, and Sarah Smith, really for the purpose of promoting and advocating for a new casino here in Vigo County. But also, you know, I think it's a little broader than that as we go forward. And really anything that can help our community, I think, is what we're focused on.
All right. Now, of course, the state legislature made it possible for us to have a casino license locate in Terre Haute, but it has to be approved by this referendum that is coming up on the November 5th election. Again, like I said, if you're not voting earlier or have already cast your ballot, November 5th is the day you can cast your vote on that. So with that said, the community, the residents of Terre Haute, Vigo County, have to approve this, correct?
Correct.
So tell us why it's a good idea, because obviously your PAC is that's their goal is to promote this. So why is it a good idea for Vigo County and Terre Haute?
Well, I think there's a few areas I'd like to talk about. One is jobs, both construction jobs, which we're estimating to probably be between 400 and 500, and then also full-time employment with the casino, which is in the 600 to 700 range. So a lot of jobs, a lot of new money from casino taxes, approximately $10 million of new money coming into our community. And then really the third is just additional growth. Supporting businesses will be needed to support the casino and what it'll do. So jobs, new money, and additional growth, as well as an increase in tourism. Study's been done that estimates between 800,000 and 1.1 million people will visit a Vigo County casino annually. So just bringing a tremendous amount of people into our community that otherwise wouldn't be here. So new money, jobs, and increase in visitors to Terre Haute, I think, are the three big ones.
That might be one of the things that I think a lot of people might have trouble wrapping their head around, that many people coming here as tourists to Terre Haute. I mean, that is a sizable number of people.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think Dave Patterson with the Convention and Visitors Bureau would tell you that right now tourism in Vigo County is a $40 million industry. And I think with a casino and couple that with a new convention center that's getting ready to break ground, Terre Haute really starts to become a destination when you couple it with things like our cross-country course, Griffin Bike Park. Got a lot of things that are starting to make Terre Haute attractive for people to come and visit.
When you take that into account, it would seem like one of the things that some people have brought up as concerns is the fact, it's going to take a lot of money from people in Terre Haute and Vigo County that can't afford it. But it looks like the vast majority of what's going to be going to this casino, people don't even live here.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's going to bring people from out of town, which really, the way we're set up now, we recently got approval from the state legislature to enact a food and beverage tax, which is a 1% tax for, food and beverage. So a lot of people traveling into our town are going to spend money, dinners and drinks, and that money will stay here locally. as well as we've got an innkeeper's tax. So any new taxes are really, I think in large part can be paid for by people not living in our community and coming here to visit. So I think that's just a tremendous opportunity to add more money to our community and not do it on the backs of the folks that live here.
Brian Koistra with the Advanced West Central Indiana Political Action Committee is our guest today. Their PAC is obviously in favor of a casino referendum that's on the ballot for November 5th and bringing such a business to Terre Haute in the Wabash Valley. Brian, what do you say to your critics who say that, this is not the kind of business we need here? Because they're worried, and let's face it, there is a good and a bad side to just about everything, and gambling has its detractors, and some of the reasons are legitimate, because as with anything, like I said, there's a good and a bad side. So how do you answer the criticism that you get from people that say that a casino is a bad thing?
Sure. And let me start with this. I don't think a casino is the cure-all for, all things that are wrong with our community or all things that need to be fixed. So this is one piece of a puzzle that I think helps move our community forward. As far as the negatives, I'm not disputing those either. I think, gambling addiction is definitely something top of mind for everybody. I think we're fortunate enough in our community to have two entities, those being Hamilton Center and Harsha Behavioral Center, that offer the resources to help address gambling addiction. And they are proactively discussing and training and developing the programs that would be necessary to help those people in need of that. So I think being proactive and being in a position to address those concerns is definitely important.
I have heard it said.
Go ahead. Well, the other. Concern I think people have is from a public safety perspective. I think they feel a casino can bring with it crime and unsavory activity. I would tell you that, both of our local law enforcement agencies, being the Police Chief Sean King as well as Sheriff John Plassey, are both in favor of the casino. They've both done extensive studies, and I think they would both tell you that the results of their research would indicate that the crime rate does not go up as a result of casinos. And I think there's plenty of evidence of that throughout our state and other areas. So I think that would be my response to the critics as it relates to gambling and public safety.
One of the things that I've had other people bring up to me, and I'll ask if you think it's true or not, and that is with people coming into town from out of town, probably one of the biggest draws would be when we have some of the bigger conventions that land in Indianapolis. Let's face it, it's a 60-minute bus trip to Terre Haute. There's a lot of people from Indianapolis that are from out of state that'll be coming down here just to see what we've got because it's such a short trip.
Absolutely. No, I think, and I think whoever is the operator of the casino, I think they're gonna need to make the Vigo County Casino, it's gonna have to have a niche, right? It's gonna have to differentiate itself from other areas, and I think that's a good thing. I think we want to be a little bit different than some other venues and draw people from a bigger radius.
Are we looking at this as a marketing tool for Terre Haute, for other business to eventually build and locate here?
Well, I think it all goes back to quality of life, quality of place, offering, things that people are interested in, that people want to do to enjoy their off time. So from a marketing perspective, absolutely. I think it's something that'll bring business here. I think it's something that'll retain people to our area, both young and old. So I think it's it's pretty far reaching when you look at it, what this could do when you couple it with all the other things that are going on.
What happens if this referendum does not pass?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people disappointed, myself included. But the way the legislation is written, there's a two-year waiting period before we could take another run at it. But I think, you know, that's probably, the 2 years probably isn't the biggest obstacle. It's you know, what would happen in other areas of the state, what's going on in Illinois, and I think it would, there's a lot of reasons why this needs to pass now and move forward in a quick way. So we're going to stay focused on that and proceed accordingly.
Is this a race to the finish line between Terre Haute and Danville, Illinois?
It is in some respects. I think there's definitely advantages to whoever, you know, crosses that finish line first. I think it establishes patterns of, you know, where people go and how they spend their time into the future and where they spend that time. So, yeah, I think it is. I think we definitely want to get there first.
Brian Koester with the Advanced West Central Indiana Political Action Committee. So tell me, what happens to Advanced West Central after this? I mean, we've only got, what, a week or two before the election itself, and then the day after we'll know, yay or nay. So what happens to your entity after that?
Well, I think it stays intact. I think we'll discuss, you know, what the next opportunity for our community is and how we can be beneficial to that and help promote it. So, no, I don't think this is a one-and-done deal, but, you know, we get past November 5th, I think we'll catch our breath and see what the next opportunity might be.
Are you getting any pushback? Because, honestly, I've not seen any political action committees form that have really been out there going against what you're for. I mean, usually there's two sides to every coin, and so far I've not seen that there's a flip side to this. I mean, there's been a few people that may not like it, but there's really been no organized opposition, is there?
No, not that I've seen. I think in large part people are accepting of the idea and are in favor of it. Probably the biggest concern I have is just people getting out to the polls and voting. You know, this is a little bit different election year in the fact that it's a municipal, primarily a municipal election. And then for people outside of the city, there's going to be two questions on the ballot. So it's a little bit different in that respect. But no, I think people are supportive of the idea. I just want to stress the fact that if you are supportive, we really need you to get out and vote on November 5th or do it previous to that. There's a couple voting locations, one at the mall and one at the county annex that are open now. You can go vote ahead of the rush, or then on November 5th, there's 14 locations that'll be open. You can find those locations, you can find information on those on our website, which is casinoterrehaute.com. And, you know, the county's done a great job of providing plenty of locations and opportunities for people to go out and exercise their right to vote.
Right.
And
coming up here,
to do that.
And coming up here in another week or so, we've got a few more early voting locations that'll be opening up as well. And you can also find those on the clerk's website, too, if you look for that. So have you seen the fact that it's really for county residents? There's only two questions. Have you seen this off your election as being a little bit of a hindrance to you guys?
Possibly. You know, I think we feel the more people that come to the poll, the better chance we have of being successful. So, you know, as much as we're out promoting the benefits of the casino, we're also out encouraging people to vote. So I think those two go hand in hand with one another, and just really want to see large turnout on November 5th, if not sooner.
And if folks want to read up more about at least your side of the story on this and Advance West Central Indiana PAC, where's your website? I'm assuming you guys have a Facebook page, too. How do folks read up on at least your side of the story?
Sure. CasinoTerreHaute.com is our website. You can also find us on Facebook. If people are interested in volunteering, on our website, there's opportunities for that, yard signs, T-shirts, working poles, door-to-door, number of ways to get involved if people would like to do that. We'd love to have them.
Brian Koister is the co-chair of Advance West Central Indiana PAC, the Political Action Committee. They are obviously in favor of a casino being able to locate in Terre Haute and Vigo County. And the referendum question shows up on the ballot this year. You can vote early now, or you can also vote on November 5th on Election Day. And you can always drop by their website and read up more on what they're all about. And if you'd like to catch this show again, or you want to hear it as a podcast because you missed it all, you can always drop by our website and you'll find Brian's picture there. There, along with the entire program, that you can listen to it online or download it and listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. That's it for this week. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.